27 Wildest Days, Day 18. A friend of mine said to me a few weeks ago that he thought I was probably the best prepared person he knew for social isolation under COVID-19 in a time of pandemic. This friend is a historian by nature / academic qualification, and he has a habit of making insightful comments with a cool head that you often find in historians. Philosophers tend to talk shit that gets most people riled up. Historians tend to look at observable facts and open our eyes to them. So it was with my friend's observation about my preparedness for social isolation. It stayed with me, whirring in the background, like the sound of traffic outside. There, but not a focal point. I have really, in the last few days, come to properly appreciate the truth of this observation. It fascinates me because I have another dear friend who is a keeper of my secrets and who often tells me a person as sociable as I am should not work alone, the way I have now for almost 18 years. That means I'm confronted by two opposing ideas, that I am ideally prepared for social isolation and that I am fundamentally not suited to social isolation. It makes me think. I have another close friend who sometimes tries to rein me in with the admonition, "You've been thinking again, haven't you?" And where does this get me? As is often the case, not very far, but that is to overlook the benefit of reflection for its own sake. Philosophers, I believe, understand there are no answers, only questions. But they see value in the struggle. After all, what is the alternative? To go up into the distance and wait for death? What we can be in no doubt about now in this pandemic is that human animals have created a state of such anti-nature, we no longer even ask what natural is supposed to be. Only solitude is real.